It's hard to miss Sharon Cooper on the dance floor. Her expression is almost always wide-eyed, focused, and intense. And even her slowest movements come with urgency.
And we will check your blood pressure. So we're gonna put this little bracelet around your arm.
But then there's Cooper, the pediatric nurse.
There we go. Good job, Stella. 98 over 63, that's very, very good.
I'd always been kind of interested in it and always very interested in like the body and the way it works and like muscle systems and all that stuff.
When Cooper put herself through nursing school AB Tech, her daughter was just 1 year old, and Cooper worked at places such as Belk and Little Caesar's Pizza to make her way. There was a four-year span when she didn't dance at all.
It was just very overwhelming, just that it was a life-changing situation, and then not knowing exactly what I wanted to do. Never dancing again just wasn't an option for me. It's something I felt like for my sanity and, you know, well-being, I had to do that.
Cooper grew up in Winston-Salem and studied dance throughout her childhood. She remembers her father, David Cooper, opening his own realty business in the early 70s after white realtors wouldn't hire him. More than 45 years later, both of Cooper's parents are the soul of Cooper Realty, but they long ago gave up hopes their daughter would follow her older brother into the business.
I've been pretty successful at this dance thing. We've performed in Cuba and Mexico and done choreography and put on productions. That still doesn't always get a lot of respect, but this is who I am. This is what I do.
Cooper has danced with Asheville Contemporary Dance Theater since graduating UNC Charlotte's dance program and moving to Asheville 18 years ago. Here she is rehearsing an intense solo she created for herself called Hands Up. Cooper is rolling, crawling on the floor, lunging, grasping at the air. She created the piece after absorbing the litany of stories around the country and close to home of unarmed black men killed during interactions with police.
I think if I was in that situation, I would just feel completely alone. So I just wanted to focus on that alone feeling and what is going on in the person's head at that moment. That also leads to the movement that developed. You know, like I have a lot of shaking and being pushed around and reaching, just so that influences the movement a lot.
Susan Collard is the founding artistic director of Asheville Contemporary Dance Theater. She remembers Cooper's audition for the company with a laugh.
She auditioned with this really awful two-dimensional piece of choreography, but she was so happy and pleasant and wonderful and tall and beautiful. I said, there's our Judith Jameson.
Collard sees Hands Up as an artistic milestone both for Cooper and the company.
She has been developing powerful pieces over the years, but this one was totally over the top. And she showed the piece to us, and we all said, wow, this is the best we've ever seen.
It's all still somewhat of a surprise for Cooper, who has always been shy and introverted. She said she has always been more comfortable expressing herself through movement than with words.
You know, even if I'm just in a wheelchair holding up my arm and going across the stage, for my happiness and for my sanity, I feel like I have to, until I can't anymore, be creative and be moving in some way.
You can see Cooper performing Hands Up as part of the Asheville Contemporary Dance Theater program June 8th through 10th at the BB Theater in downtown Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.